U.S. women's soccer team destroyed 12-0 by team of older, male Wrexham players. By Warner Todd Houston on June 2, 2023. A group of older men, some retired, from the UK totally destroyed a team of former U.S. women's soccer players 12-0 at an independent soccer tournament in North Carolina on Thursday. The Wrexham men's team, made up of former and current players, some in the 40s, took on a team of U.S. women being coached by famed U.S. soccer player Mia Hamm. The U.S. team was made up mostly of former U.S. national women's team players, including Heather O'Reilly and Lauren Lindsay, according to Give Me Sport. The U.S. women came on strong ahead of the game, with Heather O'Reilly boasting that the older men's team was about to go down. But despite O'Reilly's braggadocio, the men scored 4 goals only 14 minutes into the game. By halftime, the men were up 7. And before the 40-minute game was done, the men had scored 12 goals. The women? Nary a one. After the game, O'Reilly had changed her tune a bit from bragging to "we don't care that the women lost because it's all about living," or something. The game was played as part of an independent soccer tournament called the Soccer Tournament, where scratch teams assembled for the games played in a World Cup-styled structure. The event was sponsored by the founders of the basketball tournament. Thanks to Thursday's massive loss, the U.S. women were eliminated from the event early. The Wrexham team now has 2 wins and will proceed to the finals, which will take place on Sunday, June 4. The winning team will take home a $1 million prize. The game is notable considering the long fight the U.S. and engaged in to get equal pay in U.S. soccer. Yes, the U.S. team was comprised mainly of former women's national team players. But to not even score a goal against a bunch of 40-something retired Wrexham players? Not making a strong case for equal pay. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.